They used to have some pieces of wood they put in the Sefer Torah to keep the place. So that object is not considered Tashmish Kedusha. It is not made for noy or to cover the Sefer Torah, just for the Balfari to find a place. It's not being Mishamish the Sefer Torah, it's Mishamish the person. Today that they have the silver yad that they hang in the Sefer Torah, that's part of the noy, therefore it has the status of Tashmish Kedusha. Even though, once again, it's a shivosh, and a chanami, it's not Tashmish Kedusha, because it's serving the Baal Koyim, not the Sefer Torah. If it's not the fact that it's used as a decoration, an ornament for the Sefer Torah, then it's a din of Tashmish Kedusha. So if Hasidim says one should not put apostle Sefer Torah inside the Aron Kodesh, because Aron Kodesh was designated for Kosher Sefer Torah. Magen Avraham is miyash in the meaning that since Lachatchila, people put their Apostle Sefer Torah there, so we assume there was a Tanai of Bezdin that it was made for both of them. But he says, the early rabbi says, it's only for the Apostle Sefer Torah to put your siddur inside the Aron Kodesh. You want to take out the Sefer Torah, don't put your siddur inside the appointed Sefer, don't put the siddur inside the Aron Kodesh, because it's not Yuchud for that level of lower level of Kedusha. In Hashana Rabbah, in certain places, they used to take all the Sefer Torah out of the Arun and they put a candle inside. It also was a not so kosher that meaning, because, like we said before, if it's Miyuchad the Kedusha, not the used for candles. Like we said before, it's something that has the din of a Tashmisha Kedusha, even when you stop using it, you can't just take it apart and use it with something else. It's not like Tashmisha Mitzvah, it has to be buried. If it was a Chachila made for a specific amount of time, until they get a more permanent Aron Kodesh, then we assume that Kedusha was only done permanently. When you make the second better Aron Kodesh, the first one is above. A Sefer Kodesh is also not something meant for use, for our personal use, it's used to learn from. So if it's sunny outside, you should use a Sefer to protect you from the sun or from the rain. To take one Sefer and use it to support another Sefer, Mishabrua is maker, even though he says it's not everybody agrees to it. But if the first Sefer was already there and he just puts it on top of that Sefer, then everybody agrees that it's accepted. If it's, the sun is shining on the Sefer that he's learning from, so he says also there's room to be maker to use another Sefer. But Shas in fact, if you don't have another option, to use another Sefer to make shade, so you should be able to read from the Sefer, because you're not doing it for your pleasure, you're doing it so you should be able to learn. She also says, not write, if you're writing something, don't put that document or piece of paper on top of the Sefer. If you're writing the Torah and the piece of paper already has the Torah written on it, you don't have any other place to put the paper, there's room to be maker to put the paper on top of the Sefer.